What if you could change your life? What if the sorrow could become joy and the darkness the light? What if you could heal not only yourself but those around you? Well, you can. This is Alchemy, and these are the Alchemy Sisters. Join psychic Jenny McDaniel and spiritual advisor Mandy Elam for a magical one-hour journey into esoteric spiritual discussions. DPR presents.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Alchemy Sisters. You are all here with Mandy and Jenny. Hey, Jenny, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty good, Mandy. How about you?
Oh, I'm good. I am so excited to welcome our guest. She is a fantastic master channeler and psychic. She works with the angels. She's been studying Lumeria very close hand and channeling the Mother Goddess lately. And her name is Donna Carroll. So welcome, Donna.
Thank you, Mandy. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me on. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh man, we're so excited. I'm excited about everything you have to offer us, but I would love to jump right in and hear about what you've been studying and learning and what's been going on with your connection to Lumeria and what's been coming through for you.
Oh, fantastic. You know, that makes me really happy because Lumeria, I learned about Lumeria, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. I learned about the fall of Atlantis, the fall of Lumeria. But I really got information about the culture and the civilization when I channeled the Lemurian Collective about 3 years ago. And they gave me the history. Well, you know, a brief history of Lumeria. And basically, what they told me is that Lemuria was established as a way for the light to come down to planet Earth and bring the higher vibration to planet Earth, because at that time, and I mean, this was close to 100,000 years ago, because at that time, the energy, the vibration on Earth was pretty low, and the people were not really connected to their heritage, to the stars, to the light. And so Prime Creator decided to bring herself, and, you know, this was a feminine-oriented culture, so the Creator came down as a feminine aspect. But anyhow, she came down to Earth and created a bridge from Source to Earth. And then what happened, according to my guides, is that all of these light beings, these creator beings, came down within her bandwidth, if you will, and they established the culture of Lemuria. And the culture, of course, was very heart-centered. The beings were physically incarnated, but however, they told me it was not as a dense, not as a dense physicality, lighter, but still physical. The beings were very tall, and of course they were, you know, they were like very high level star beings, Pleiadians, and you know, I think they came from the creative realms, creator realms. And so they came down and they established this culture, and it was an oceanic culture, and They created different animals, they created different plants, they brought in codes, and they their main focus was fertility, bringing in life, bringing in the higher codes of consciousness and establishing them, grounding them into Mother Earth and making them more physical. But what I thought was really interesting is my guides told me that this was a hologram, and it was a very separate culture. It was physically, vibrationally separate from the rest of the Earth. And then there came a point in time, because the whole program of Lemuria was to bring more light and the feminine principle back to the Earth. So at one point, they established pathways In other words, what my guides told me is that Lemurians have the ability to, I forgot the term, remote view. So Lemurians could, and they could go out of body. So they could go out into the rest of the world and see what was going on. And they would study different cultures and they would look at the people. And then they actually created bridges from Lemuria to other civilizations on the earth. And this is a long time ago. And then the Lemurians would actually decrease their vibration. They had to decrease their vibration. And they would get into boats and they would sail to other cultures and interact with other peoples. And their main goal was to bring love back to these cultures. You know, they wanted to bring a feminine principle. And a lot of these people that met the Lemurians were frightened of them. They tried to attack them. They tried to kill them. It was not going to work, though, because they were advanced star beings and they could put out, they had shields. They could protect themselves. They could defend themselves. Other people worshiped them as gods. They really weren't interested in that. They were really interested in spreading their vibration. So eventually what happened is the Lemurians, if you will, infiltrated these other cultures, and they would interbreed with other people on the earth, and they did that so that their vibration could go into those peoples genetically, so it could be passed down. And so basically what happened is the Lemurian culture spread out through the entire planet. And eventually it went away, or the continent itself sunk. But that's another story. We can get into that if you will. But so it was really a program by Prime Creator, who incarnated as the Mother Goddess. The Mother Goddess was worshipped by the Lemurians. Mm-hmm. And then they spread that culture to the rest of the world. They mixed with other cultures. So many people have Lemurian DNA all over the world because of that.
So interesting. You know, we have another show on Wednesdays. It's called The Cigar Man, and they were talking about ancient Egypt and how some of the first pyramids that were created were much more stellar than the ones that came after, that humans tried to replicate. So when you say these bridge going to different civilizations, I instantly went to the first pyramids that were created. They clearly had some insight that the rest of the humans didn't have and didn't have after that. So it's very interesting. And then, you know, seeing how I can look back in history and be like, how would they have ever technologically done that? We can't even do that now. That would be an example of how they did that. They had help from the Lemurians, or maybe even aliens, or whoever was visiting them. But then I have a quick question for you, Donna. I don't know a lot about it, but I know Mount Shasta has this kind of ethereal population that might live in the mountain of Mount Shasta. And it sounds like it has some essences of the Lemurians that you were discussing. Do you know much about that? And can you pair them together, or do they correlate?
Yes, they do. The Lemurians went to Mount Shasta, and the beings that live, there are beings that live in the mountain, or light beings that are considered mm-hmm. Lemurian. My guides tell me they're Lemurian hybrids.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they told me that they're, you know, the Lemurians came to Mount Shasta and probably bred with the indigenous people, and they're hybrids that live there now.
Interesting. Yeah, there's a big draw there. It's kind of like Sedona, Arizona. It's got a big spiritual draw, and people go visit it and get the energy and the essence and the vortex or whatever they're looking for. I haven't made it up that way, but be interesting to check that frequency. And then do you think that Atlantis was going down or happening when the Lemurians were doing their light work? Do you think that was going on at the same time or a separate time?
I think the end of the Lemurian civilization correlated to the beginning of the Atlantean civilization. I didn't channel information about that, but mm-hmm. that's what I've read, and that kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
My guides also told me that the Atlantean civilization was in response to the male domination in the Atlantean culture was mm-hmm. in a way a karmic balancing to the female dominance in the Lemurian culture, because what happened in Lemuria is that essentially when the Lemurians went out and they met the rest of the peoples on Earth, their vibration had to be lowered, and the Lemurian culture itself, I mean, it was a high-level culture, of course. People were telepathic. They could heal people. They could heal animals. They had tremendous spiritual capabilities. But as they lowered their vibration and went out and lived with other peoples, their vibration came down. And essentially what happened is that they started to put too much emphasis on the feminine, that they considered women superior, men not as, men as second class citizens, but men were not revered like the women were, especially childbearing women that could bring in life. Okay. So what happened is there was an imbalance in the culture where they were putting women first, and that's not really what is divine. The divine is the divine masculine and the divine feminine united together. And so the society denigrated into something that was, you know, many people think in our society today that the patriarchy's leaving, but they think that there is an unfairness towards women, maybe an unfairness towards children, that men dominate. Well, that was the exact opposite in the mm-hmm. ancient Lemurian times towards the end of the culture. So everything, I have a guru, and everything according to my guru is karmic. So what we're experiencing now and what they experienced in Atlantis, which was an emphasis on the technology, an emphasis on the male traits of action, and I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into a male versus female thing, but you know, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That this is we have to balance it out, and it gets balanced out in the civilizations. So we're probably balancing Atlantean and probably Lemurian energy right now. I would think so.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me for sure. When you were saying that, I'm like, oh, look at where we find ourselves right now, very much on the opposite spectrum of that. And it looks like, you know, when I look back at all the energy exchanges that we've had on this planet, it's gone back and forth. And I think it's wildly important to balance it, like you said, the masculine and the feminine, the divine, the divinity in both, and the equality of both, and merging them. That's where the power is, not one above the other. Yeah, we've talked about that. It's very important because it's easy to get caught up in the kind of like feminist movement and want to interject yourself ahead of the game as opposed to just equal and fair and right.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that what's happening with the twin flames. The twin flames are reuniting at this time, and we each carry a masculine and a feminine energy, but obviously I have more feminine energy in this lifetime, I think, because I'm female. So, for instance, the twin flames are reuniting, the masculine and the feminine, to do exactly what you said, to integrate the energies and to bring out the divine wholeness of the being, and to bring that into the female in the relationship and the male. So, yeah, I think that's what's going on now with the twin flames, is we're going to transmute all this and transcend it all. And this has gone back for, at least 100,000 years,
mm-hmm.
the conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I do my channeling very often these days, Mary Magdalene, or a trilogy of Mary and Mary's daughter Sarah, Jesus' daughter, they'll come in and they're very, on they're not on the edge of their seats because they don't have bodies and they don't have seats, but that's just a metaphor. They're very interested in what's going on in the planet right now because I have a guru too, I have a teacher, and the way that I look at it and the way that he looks at it is that we will, in this lifetime, balance this out, bring more heart energy, more compassion, which will just naturally even a lot of things out. And we are, hopefully, and there's anything could happen, but the way that it looks and the way that energy is moving is we will do that in this lifetime. Hence, it kind of reminds me of how Lemuria put the bridge and brought in all the light beings, because I can see a lot of us here right now, and it will take a lot of us because the world is, a bit egoic. So it's very exciting times, and Mary Magdalene likes to say, well, I was in the game, over 2,000 years ago, and it's been going, and, I'm making my presence known so I can assist anyone who's interested in having assistance. And I was like, yeah, we need Mary on our side. Yeah, we got this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. It's just vital. It's so important. And it's funny because Jenny and I, we discuss this all the time and, raising the heart, over the ego energy, but that doesn't mean creating an imbalance. When we talk about fighting the patriarchy, if you will, and all of that, it's all about raising the feminine within each and every one of us, because we've gotten so hard and we've gotten so disconnected. And though we're all talking all the time via technology, the actual human connection is missing, and like that little bit of light, and we're seeing it little by little rise up, and it's just really exciting to see all this happening. And then Donna, one of my other groups, I study with Rebecca Campbell she wrote the book Rise, Sister, Rise, all talking about, rising the divine feminine, and it's amazing. And she's been talking about calling in a lot of mother goddess energy too. She's been working with Ashun in particular, and we've been doing lots of, guided meditations and things to call in that energy, but I just keep seeing this overwhelming influx of mother goddess energy and messages, and I would just love to hear more about what you have to say and what you've experienced with that.
Well, I think the mother is it's really, none of us would be here today without our mothers birthing us, conceiving us, birthing us, and then raising us. And the mother is so important, of course, for nurturing her children and teaching them and bringing them up in a way that her values are reflected. And so everybody can relate to their mother, and hopefully people have positive relationships and memories of their mother. But what's happening now is that I just started channeling the mother goddess, and this is the divine mother of all. This is who we all come from, all of creation. So it's our mother in a very real sense, and the one that carried us here to create. I mean, we're all creator beings, and we all carry tremendous power, tremendous light. But in my philosophy, there was one being, the goddess, who gave birth to all of this. Mm-hmm. And some people agree with that, some people don't, but that's what I've been channeling, and that's what my guides tell me. So it's really important to just give thanks and gratitude to your mother from where you come from, in the divine realms. And so I'm channeling next Friday, and the whole purpose of the channeling is to bring in the mother goddess. And what she's going to do is activate the divine Lemurian codes in people so that they can connect back to that and reawaken themselves to that energy. Now, not everybody on the planet has Lemurian ties. I've worked on people here that have never incarnated here before.
Hmm.
They're newbies. And I'm trying to think, it's rare. I would say, let's see, maybe, John, probably two people that I know for sure that have not incarnated here before. And typically they're volunteers. One, my guides told me, was a teacher of the Arcturians. So he came in to do grid work on the planet and also to bring his energy here for the Arcturians who were his, I guess you could say, students. Or they, he came from a very far away place. I have no idea where it was, but I could feel that it was very far away. And I don't, unless I know the name for it, I can't say it or pronounce it. And then another gentleman that I, and it's funny because both guys that haven't been here before were men. And one of them was Venetian. So there are higher beings of light that live on Venus in the higher realms. And that energy is coming in very, very strongly right now. As well as the Lemurian reawakening, there's a whole influx of, there's going to be a whole influx of Venetians that are coming to the planet, because I've channeled about this, and they are here to bring the Renaissance of culture about. So they're going to bring in higher forms of art, higher forms of food, higher forms of fashion, culture. You know, the Renaissance in Europe, that was kind of the high point for art in Western civilization. This is going to be a Renaissance, but in a whole new way, a divine Renaissance. So so there's a lot going on. And one thing I also recently discovered was that the Arcturians are here to be midwives. They are here to birth the new earth. And many of the Arcturians that have come in have only come in the last century, like the mid-1900s. They started coming in after the atomic bomb went off, and they're being born now. But after the new Earth is established, they're not going to incarnate here anymore. It's really the Venetians that are going to come in and bring in the higher forms of light. So it's really interesting to me because, you know, you catch snippets, you catch a little bit of information here, a little bit of information there, but this plan is so extensive, going back God knows how long, and then it's bringing in all types of star beings from all over the universe, multiverse. So it's fascinating to me, and I always want to understand more and know more. I have a strong thirst for knowledge, and I don't know if that's a strength or a weakness, but that's what drives me.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You know, I also agree that there are different waves of beings coming into the planet, and you can see it a little bit in the millennials, how they have a little different approach to things. They have a little different mindset. And then the even younger ones, the kids that are like, you know, 8 and under, I can really sense that they even come from, not necessarily come from, because I think we all come from the non-physical, but I think that they're regular residents in these hierarchy solar systems like the Pleiades and the Venetians and the Arcturians. I do see that essence in the different generations, and I'm glad they're here because we need them. I mean, we're the pioneer soldier types. We're laying, you know, the footwork down, and then we'll need someone to pull the bucket of water up once we are up and out once we get it filled up. So it's going to take all kinds, and I'm glad they're here helping us.
Oh, yeah, we need them. We need them, definitely. Mm-hmm. We also need them because they don't have the karma. So yes. I've been here so many lifetimes. I'm the one that's been here again and again and again. And, you know, I have a lot of karma to clear because of that. I had, you know, in this lifetime, and I'm sure all my other life, but a lot of emotional healing, a lot of healing work to do, right? The beauty of these new beings coming in, the Arcturians, and some of them have come in more than once. This might be their second life, but and the Venetians coming in is that they don't have that karma. And so they can really establish things without any hangups, you know. They have the strong willpower, and they also have the, well, they're connected. They're connected to, I mean, they might not be consciously connected, but yeah, they're very connected, and they're going to bring in all kinds of higher ways of living. They're going to bring in the new technology. And the adult that I worked on, who was Venetian, he was a forerunner. I was told he was a forerunner. And so now the Venetians are starting to incarnate, the babies being born. So, and I know I've read about crystal kids and rainbow kids, but my guides are channeling to me about Venetian. So, and you know, I do read other people's works, and I, of course, I've read books, but I always try to stay open and just let the information flow in.
Are you getting her fading out a little bit, Mandy?
Oh, just a touch, yeah.
Okay, cool. No, sorry, Donna. It was kind of going out a little bit, and I wanted to make sure we got you back in.
Oh, thank you. Sorry.
No, it's cool. No.
I was just like lost in your words. It was just such beautiful imagery and just such a nice idea to think about what's coming. And I love holding space too. I'm always talking about, and I'm very similar. I love to learn. I love to keep an open mind. I love to hold space for whatever could be possible. And it just gave me so much hope and so much excitement to think of these new beings coming in without all that karma, without having been on Earth so many times, because that's what Jenny and I work with the most, is helping people to you know, cut some of these ties and do their best and be their most authentic selves in this life. But it's hard with a lot of the stuff that's been connected in past lives. So, and I love the idea of the Renaissance coming. That's just a fantastic, fantastic visual.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm really excited about it, too. I don't know how long it will take, but the new Earth is going to be established, I would say, by star beings, and star beings typically that have not been here before. So
makes sense that they would have less karma, having, you know, incarnated several times in you know, the Venetians, or with the Venetians, because when we're here in this three-dimensional, very heavy, karmic, egoic planet that we are, you can't help but pick stuff up, you know, and you can't help but just be all up in it and be exposed to it and create karmas. And it's for good learning. It's not a punishment by any means. It's for good learning and going back and forth and understanding. But I can see how it would be wildly beneficial to get a crew, or a majority of the crew has less heavy three-dimensional karmas. Now, of course, they're going to have stuff they work on. You know, they're going to be human, but certainly will be a lot easier to skip through, you know, what most of us dealt with through our teens, 20s, and 30s. That'd be nice for them to, you know, kind of skip a little bit of that, and they could get further, you know, in their evolvement and in helping us create a better world. It's very interesting.
Oh, well, I feel like the beings coming in, you know, they do take on a human body, and they do inherit the bloodline of their parents, and karma is passed down genetically, somewhat. So they're going to have to clear some of the karma that they've been from their parents, but I think they will have a much easier time, because they don't have all the hundreds or thousands of past lives that they have to clear and integrate. That we've probably been doing for lifetimes right now, but this is the main lifetime, because we're ascending, and my guides are telling me this is the most important lifetime, because you're ascending, you know, as a group, as a mass. So it's very exciting, yeah.
So beautiful. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, you are here with the Alchemy Sisters. We are here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Drew Pillow DPR Radio. You can find us on any Blog Talk app, as well as Blog Talk Radio. Ladies, we do have a caller. Her name's Linda, and she's been on hold for about a half hour now. And I told her that we would be willing to take her call. If anybody else is listening, we are only taking one call tonight. So if you're going to try to call in, we're just taking the one call. And then after that, maybe we can hop into the angel realm. How does that sound, ladies?
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Wonderful. All right, let's invite Linda on. Hi, Linda.
Hi there. Yes, I'm here.
Thanks so much. Oh, good. Thanks for holding. You are here with Jenny and Donna and myself, and we're wondering how we can help you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say how much I have enjoyed the 30-minute conversation. It's exciting and it's interesting, and I almost hated for it to stop. It was so good. So thank you so much for all that wonderful, exciting information. My question, I'm hoping that you might give me some guidance or some understanding as to what I can do with a knee issue that I'm having with my right leg. My right knee has bothered me for probably about 12 years, and I've really delved deeply into healing it myself, finding the core beliefs behind it, working with natural alternative methods and modalities, and it still is not allowing me to do what I'd like to do in the fashion that I'd like to do it. So do you have any insight as to what my next step should be?
Go ahead. Okay, so this is Donna Carroll, and what I'm going to do is bring in my guides and see what they have to say. So at
Wonderful.
This time I bring in... Sure. I bring in Archangel Raphael, and I bring in Archangel Ariel, and I ask for Linda's highest and best healing and channeling guides to come forth. Amen.
Amen.
So your knee is bothering
Linda.
You because of... Yes. Uh-huh. Linda. Linda, your
uh-huh.
knee is... It's a past life karmic issue, what I'm hearing is that the knee problem you've carried through the last five lifetimes, and you've been releasing a little bit each lifetime in this knee, okay? And so this is kind of a long-term situation, meaning it's going back more than one lifetime. And so I ask Archangel Raphael to bring up the root of this. Okay. Okay. So, basically, you were involved in a situation where you were undergoing some torture or some cutting off of the knee. So you had actually at one point in your past life had your knee cut off. You had your bottom leg cut off, okay? And so
mm-hmm.
basically, so what they're suggesting is that you go into this lifetime and actually heal it, that you heal the condition that happened in that lifetime, and that you release the emotional stress, the pain, and that's this ultimately will heal your knee, because it's emotional. The reason why you're having issues is because of the emotional ties that you're carrying back to that lifetime.
Okay, so what are they recommending as far as the actually doing the healing? Are they suggesting past life regression or an Akashic record reading, or how do I go about this best?
You can do an Akashic record reading and then go into that lifetime, encompass the energy, and then have it released. With a healing by a healer,
mm-hmm.
It's what I'm thinking, what I'm getting, and then there's just a lot of anger and resentment, and what I'm getting is, like, you almost want to, I know this sounds silly, but you almost want to kick the people that oppressed you, and you want to just hurt them. And so all of that anger and resentment and the kicking is being, the energy is getting stuck in that knee.
Okay.
And you were trying to kick the people. You were fighting back. And you have a lot of, you know. So it's basically energy from that lifetime, middle ages.
Okay, well, I so much appreciate that information. It gives me a really wonderful starting point. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Happy healing, Linda. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's tough, you know, and I just want to say to our listeners, many of us have had a lot of lives and a lot of, there's, you know, lots of physical things that come up. Obviously in our country, we're at an all-time high of physical issues happening and diseases within the body. And much of that is due to past life. You know, a lot of it can happen here and definitely progress and get worse through our experiences in this lifetime. But, you know, there are people like Donna and Jenny and people who can help you with that and help you to navigate it. And I appreciate Linda for holding space for healing herself with that, because you absolutely can. And you just have to dig a little deeper. You have to be willing to understand and see what happened on the darker sides. But it all comes back to self-love for yourself. And that's how you end up healing overall. So
it really does. And one thing I want to say is that, you know, I have an issue in my left shoulder. And, you know, anyhow, this issue I have is, and I've released it. I've gotten help from healers, and I've released it with my Arcturian guide. So it's getting better, right? But either this issue came with me through all of the lifetimes that I've lived. I think it was about 2,000 or 2,500 years ago. This is a very old injury, right? Mm. Sometimes what we do is we put things on the shelf. I'm not going to deal with it. You know, I might have not dealt with this issue in my last lifetime or my last several lifetimes, but now's the time to deal with this old injury from all that long time ago. And so it's coming up for release, but ultimately we're releasing everything in this lifetime. So if you have something that you put on the shelf for a while, or maybe you didn't, I think she was releasing a little bit each successive lifetime, but this is the lifetime where we have to release it because we're ascending. So we don't have really a choice.
Well,
it's going to come up.
I can tell you that makes a whole lot of sense for me and my body. I've had all kinds of wild, crazy injuries and through Jenny's help a lot and through lots of other healers and helpers, you know, I'm making a lot of headway in that. And then there's also lots of actual ascension symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are happening, we're clearing up from past lives, but just like the chemistry within our body is taking a heavy hit while we're like up leveling, and it can be really exhausting for people and painful at times from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we entered the photon band, I don't know how many years ago, but basically what's happening is we're getting pulsated or imprinted, or we're receiving energy from our sun, which is, you know, sending us codes of information to start enlightening us, to start the ascension process. And as these codes come into our physical body, they're starting to impact us. And our sun is actually fed by or in relation to the central sun and the Pleiades, Alcyon. So essentially we're getting pulsated, and I don't know what's the word, but by the central sun. The central sun is sending its energy to us, and it's we're grounding it in the physical body, and we're integrating it into our bodies, and it's not the simplest thing that you can do. It can be very, you know, it can be exhausting. So, but, you know, for me personally, I feel like I have more energy now than I did 3 years ago or 4 years ago or 5 years ago. But I think we're all progressing at different rates and we're all on different timelines. So it's individual too.
True.
But I agree with
you. Hope on the horizon.
Yeah. But I agree.
Jenny, did you have any comments or anything that you're feeling about speaking about right now?
Well, I think all this is fantastic information, and I agree. I agree that a lot of our physical ailments and disease and disorder are karmic. And then I also agree that it can become physical. So for that woman that had called in, Linda, I was just picking up a little bit while Donna was doing her beautiful reading there, and I was kind of doing some psychic surgery and looking at the knee, and it didn't look like it had some level of inflammation going on and a little heavy dominance in the yang energy. So it sat on her right side. And very often the energy or the karma that it kind of resides in that area flares up, and because it's flaring up, it's showing up in a physical body, so it can become very, very physical too. So then now we're coming at it from a dual or even three or four angle look, because we're in a physical body, we're experiencing karmic and spiritual healing, which very much is associated with the physical. So I was going to suggest to Linda too, if she's still listening, consider some lovely anti-inflammatories like curcumin or turmeric or something like that, and icing it and giving it attention, because a symptom in the body is not a punishment. It's simply a cry for help. Our body doesn't talk. The only way it talks is it gives us signs and feelings and symptoms and things like this. So when Donna was so brilliantly reading the anger and the resentment coming out of it, that is the number one response when people have a body part that's giving them grief. They don't want to take the time to look at it. They just want it to get better yesterday. And then that can bring resentment if it, you know, puts a little damper on our life. So then it becomes psychological, emotional, spiritual, karmic, and physical. So when we talk about healing holistically, we come at it from all those angles. She might consider a massage therapist. She might consider getting Akashic record reading, and she might consider doing a little supplementation or some lovely natural anti-inflammatories or something. So I loved Donna's answer. I thought it was brilliant and very informative. That was all I had to say.
Oh, that was beautiful, Jenny. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The other thing I always tell people is that if you have a physical issue, or we were mentioning before that sometimes people don't have the money to go to healers or acupuncturists or alternatives, or spend money on alternative therapies. So I always tell people, you can always call in your angels at night before you go to bed. And I do this. And I usually do this when maybe I've gone somewhere or worked on someone and I get entities. Their attachments come to me, even though I try to protect myself, I still do absorb them. And I always call in the angels. I call in Raphael and Ariel, and I ask them to remove, well, when I'm working on myself, I ask them to cleanse all of my bodies, you know, my multidimensional bodies, from the etheric to the physical, astral, mental, you know, emotional. But if you have a physical issue, you can call in your angels, your highest and best healing angels, and ask them to work on it in your dream state, and they will. And you'll notice that it will improve over time. Or, you know, it's just something to try. You know, just be open and let them work with you.
Absolutely. I do that too. I always call them in and ask them to help me. And then they can, because they're there. They're ready. They're ready to help us. Like, you know, because of our laws of free will, you have to ask them. You know, it can be silent in your head. It can be out loud. But as long as you're connecting with them energetically and truly asking their permission, they're ready to jump in and help you. And the other thing I wanted to say that I've been doing too, even though we can't scientifically prove it yet or whatever, our cells within our bodies can hear us. We are so connected. And if you talk to your body and ask it to heal, I've had a chronic ankle injury for like 10 years, and I tear it and I tear it and I tear it, and I end up like I'm like on the verge of surgery for it. But now it's been healing because I've been, over the past 6 months, talking to my angels, talking to my body, talking to my ankle, asking the cells in it to heal, asking it to repair. and it's working. So never underestimate the power of what you can call in spiritually and what you can do within yourself.
Yeah, it's very true. And also I feel, you know, as we're ascending, we are going into our light bodies. And so we are crystalline in nature. And the physicality, the dense physicality that we came in with is leaving. So also as we go through this process and we're getting these codes by the sun, I think that we are releasing these karmic issues and the pains in our body and our emotional pains just as a byproduct of ascension as well. But I love that idea, Jenny. I'm going to do that because I have a problem with my toes. So I'm going to talk to the cells in my toe. Thank you.
Good. Donna, do you have, speaking of angels, you know, you seem to be very connected with them. You are very connected with them. Do you have any messages or any knowledge you want to share with our listeners in regards to the angels?
Sure. Yeah. So, mainly I work with the four archangels. When I do a reading, I call in the four archangels, and, I'm a straight channel. So that means I just go into an altered, like if I'm walking down the street, I'm not getting a lot of information on people. I'm not picking up psychic information on people or anything like that because, they have me veiled, you know, for the most part. I mean, sometimes there's exceptions to that rule. But what happens is I'll just go into an altered state of consciousness, and then the angels come in and they take over my voice and they speak through me. I've seen angels, though. I know they exist because I have seen them. But I don't see them every time I do a reading, you know. I went to India, I guess, in 1999, so almost 20 years ago. And I have a lot of Indian karma, you know, that's my spiritual homeland, and I've had many lives there. I think I remember a few of my lifetimes, because I might see something if someone's working on me on the table, or I see a lot at night in my dream state, and I've seen a few of my past lives, and as the impressions are being released, I'll see it. But I went to India and I was there for a while, a couple months, and I went into this building and I looked on the wall and there was a picture of a guru. And I was like, oh, that's me. And then I thought, oh, God, you are crazy. Like, I thought, you've really lost it this time. But what happened was that night, and I just dismissed it like, you're totally nuts. And then that night, though, I got lifted out of my body and I went really high. I used to astral travel a lot. I don't do that so much anymore. And I went into this dining room and I looked around and there were angels there with wings, translucent, beautiful. Well, not different looking, you know, and they said, yes, that was you. And I was like, huh? I was just amazed that I was seeing angels. And so they started talking to me, and everything you hear about angels is true. They're lovely, joyful, sweet, you know, they're just pure. And so they were telling me, yeah, that was true. That was you in another lifetime. And then they had wings, and then the wings disappeared. And there were about maybe 9 of them or 12 of them, mainly female. And then they looked just like people. And I've worked on people here that I've gotten the message, they're angels. You know, they are literally angels from the angelic realm, incarnated as humans. As a matter of fact, there are archangels incarnated here. Now, I never used to believe that until I got those messages working on people. So to me, that's pretty interesting. But anyhow, so I know that they exist because I've seen them. And you can firsthand direct experience, that's the thing that will prove anything to you, right? So, but basically I channel the archangels, and they're just amazing beings that help people with anything under the sun. You need help, call an angel. But sure, I mean, I would be happy to channel an angel if you like, or whatever you want.
Sure, that would be awesome. Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. I love that you touched on the earth angel concept too, because it's something that, you know, kind of goes back and forth, but I feel a lot of that energy too. So I loved that you touched on that, and absolutely, I welcome whatever they want to, whatever kind of little messages they want to give us are just so wonderful. So thank you, Jonna.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Is there anyone in particular that you would like to hear from?
I usually kind of stick with the four. I mean, I dabble with them all, but I definitely stick with the four archangels the most. And Michael's always a good one because so many people are connected with him and have a relationship with him. And I always feel like Gabriel always has something to say too, but I don't know. You would know.
No, that sounds good, actually. Okay, so I'll see who wants to come through. I'm going to call them in. And this is usually how I start a reading. So at this time, I call in the archangels. I call in Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Gabriel. I ask for 10,000 warrior protection angels around everybody in this space listening on the radio and around Mandy and Jenny and myself, blocking all negative entities, energies, and thought forms. I ask if anything's released during the session that it go directly to source, and I ask that my channeling be overseen and overlit by Jesus Christ. I ask that my words be clear, accurate, helpful, and loving. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And so at this time, I'm going to bring through... So Archangel Raphael would like to come forth, and then we'll see if anyone else wants to speak. So at this time, I bring in Archangel Raphael, and I ask him to take over my voice. Amen. Hello, it is Archangel Raphael, and I am very, very gladdened to be here with you tonight. We are, of course, here with you all as you are listening to the show and receiving our energy. I am here to tell you that you will be healed. You will be healed. If you are undergoing any type of physicality that is not ideal at this time, know that it is happening as a way for you to release anything that's blocking you from your highest self. As you ascend, it is almost as though different parts of your body are activated as the ascension energies come through so that you can move forward in your destiny. We are here to help you with this. All of you are progressing very beautifully and very quickly right now. And so know that as you release, you can hasten the process by calling us in, Archangel Raphael, for any physical ailments, Archangel Ariel, for any emotional ailments, and handing directly anything that you are experiencing that's bringing you pain or distress. As you go through your day and someone triggers you, gives you some grief or some upset, immediately turn it over to the angels, as this is our duty, obligation, and love, as we are here to support you in your ascension. We only say this as a reminder so that you do not carry around any extra baggage that you do not need to. We are here to help you. And this is something that can be done easily, quickly, and effectively. So please utilize us, get in the practice of turning over all of your pain, grief, or stress during the day. And as you do this, notice how much your life improves very, very quickly. It will be a fast turnaround, as honestly what is happening is that as you're ascending and going into the high light, you can release things very much quicker, much more in mass than was possible previously. So take advantage of this and bring in our energy as much as you can, because why suffer? Okay, and so that's his message. And now I bring in Archangel Michael and I ask him to say a few words. We are here with you, always, eternally. We are here to bring you all of the help and guidance and energy that you need in this, for many of you, last lifetime on planet Gaia. Consider us the transition team, the team that will help you go from here to there, from the third dimension to the fifth dimension and beyond. I have a legion or legions of angels that work with me, and we can easily be there instantaneously. I can be many places at one time, and all of my angels can come through to help you at any time. You are ultimately protected. I come today to bring you glad tidings and tidings of joy and hope, because I want to let you know that the ascension is going to go into quick acceleration in the spring of 2018. In fact, there is a timeline option that makes it possible for you to really shift dimensionally onto the new earth in 2018. We are praying and hoping that humanity takes this road and brings the light and grounds it into the new earth. So just know that your angels are all around you all the time, helping you, guiding you, loving you, and we are here for you, but our energy can come in much more strongly if you directly invoke us. So please do that as much as you can. And with this, I say adieu, and I want to let you know that we love you infinitely, eternally, forevermore, and we will be reunited again. And let us take your fear. And let your fear guide you no more. Okay, and so this is Donna Carroll, and I'm back. And I will say this, that I've never done a radio show before, so I was a little nervous about channeling and whatnot. So
you did perfect. That was brilliant information.
So beautiful. And I felt so I felt sun-kissed, like so warm as you were speaking. That energy came through so strongly. So thank you so much, Donna. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. But the angels are, you know, if it weren't for the angels, honestly, I consider the angels my friends. I love them. I depend on them, and if it weren't for angelic energy, I don't know how I would go about my day. You know, they make me happy, they make me feel protected, they make me feel included, and it's just a huge blessing to have them in my life. And I wish that for everybody to have the connection to the angel, because it just transforms your world, you know? Because I'm thinking back to when I didn't have that connection, and it's like night and day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Donna, you should tell everyone how they can contact you in case they'd like a private reading or a private channeling. How can someone get a hold of you to get a session?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The best way to contact me is to email me. I do have a website, but it's a long website. So the best way is to contact me through email. And my email is crystalhealer555@gmail.com. So it's one word, crystalhealer555@gmail.com. And basically in my readings, some people come in with questions, but basically I'll just go into a very light trance, and they'll bring in galactic origins, past life information, relationship information, sometimes physical healing, just depends. But if people have specific questions, I ask the guides for the answers as well.
Brilliant.
Beautiful. And yes, if you want to get a hold of Jenny or I, you can email us directly at thealchemysisters@gmail.com. You can also follow our Facebook page, The Alchemy Sisters. We love what we're building on there, and we always share lots of extra little tidbits, and we can message you back. And yes, thank you so much for everyone who joined us tonight. And thank you especially to Donna. Thank you for being with us and for all of the support you gave and for, you know, explaining to everybody just how much the angels are here to help, as well as Mother Goddess and the Lumeria information was just fascinating. So thank you.
Oh, sure. Well, it was my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity to channel and to talk on your show. I love your I love the name, The Alchemy Sisters. That's awesome. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Jenny, any closing thoughts before we sign on out?
I don't think so. I think that's a wrap. It was a beautiful show. We got some channeling. We got some psychic work. We got some information about Lemuria. Full show. I appreciate it. It was a good time. Thank you, ladies. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Oh, wonderful. With that said, have a wonderful night. All the love and light to everyone. Take care. Goodbye.
What if you could change your life? What if the sorrow could become joy and the darkness the light? What if you could heal not only yourself but those around you? Well, you can. This is Alchemy, and these are the Alchemy Sisters. Join psychic Jenny McDaniel and spiritual advisor Mandy Elam for a magical one-hour journey into esoteric spiritual discussions. DPR presents.